You never know when to expect her. It's her whim. Whenever she desires an offering from you, your leather goddess appears in your room. You hear the door open. You start to tremble. You know what's coming. You hear her heels clicking on the floor as she makes her way to the end of your bed. She slides the covers off of you, your naked body hers to inspect. You know your duty. You spread your legs, and she sits down gracefully between them, the leather of her skin-tight head-to-toe outfit creaking as she does. You smell it. That leather is intoxicating. It's complete control. You become her submissive pet. It's not in your nature. It's not who you really are, but when she's here, your leather-clad goddess, this is who you are. You're hers, and you will give her exactly what she came for. Her eyes focus on your cock, which is rock hard. It was from the moment the door creaked open and you heard your leather goddess's heels. You know what you need to do. Your hand wraps around your shaft and you slowly start stroking for her. She nods her head ever so slightly, encouraging you. You know she won't be here long, and she'll be very disappointed if she doesn't get what she came for. And you know that if she doesn't get what she came for, it will be a very long time before your goddess visits your room in the middle of the night, and you definitely don't want that. You crave the sight of her gorgeous body, those full tits tightly encased in leather, her slim waist and rounded hips, that form-fitting material, all the way down those long legs of hers, to those high heels, and the way the soft leather cups her pussy, outlining that tempting slit. Oh, you crave the sight of her, the smell of her, the raw power that just radiates off of her. She doesn't speak. She doesn't scold. She doesn't even praise. But there's no doubt when you've disappointed her. The look on her face, the feeling of dread that washes over you. Oh, and when you please her with the offering that she came for, you feel the most euphoric, orgasmic warmth spread throughout your body. And you know you need to speed up now. Time's ticking by. She's concerned. You can tell. Maybe you won't be able to give her what she came for. Fuck no. You're always going to be able to give her what she came for. She hears your breathing grow faster, sees your chest rise and fall. Your hand on your cock is jerking it tighter and faster, and now her lips, those sexy fucking lips, turn up into a slight smile, and you know what's coming. She reaches out her arm towards you, her leather-gloved hand cupped right under the tip of your cock. She doesn't touch it. She never does. She never has. She just cups her hand, waiting for your offering of cum. That's why she's here. She wants your load. And, oh, just seeing that hand expectantly waiting for you to come makes your balls drop tight. Oh, God, you're just dying for her to reach out and feel the soft leather gloves of her hand on your cock or your balls, but she won't give you that. And being denied is almost more arousing than thinking about her leather touch. She's growing impatient. Again, you see that worried look flicker on her face, and You won't have it. She's waiting. That cupped hand is beckoning your cum from your balls and just takes one, two, three more strokes and... Oh, finally. That sweet release pooling in her gloved hand. There's so much of it, too. You've been saving it for her. You can see the tiniest flicker of surprise in her face and how much cum you offered up for your leather goddess. She cups her hand gingerly, not wanting to waste a drop. She takes her other leather-gloved finger and swirls your cum around a bit, brings it to her lips and tastes you. God, you could come again. Just looking at that cum-soaked leather finger slip past your lips, she smiles and nods and then slowly walks out of your room, closing the door behind her. She got what she came for. And you, well, you got the satisfaction of pleasing your leather goddess yet again. And you've begun to live for that, haven't you? You know she'll be back. It's only a matter of time. And until then, you know your leather goddess expects you to save all your cum for her next offering.